From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Reginald Hardwick. It's 8:55 and 31 degrees in Champaign-Urbana with 30-mile-per-hour winds. It currently feels like 16 degrees. We have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market report. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Reginald. It's great to be here. In early trade, pretty positive action. March corn up 2.5 at 4.28 1/4. March soybeans up a nickel at 11.46. And March wheat is kind of led the way here in the last week or two, up 8.5 cents at 5.68. Looking around at outside markets, April WTI crude oil down 23 cents at 66.17. And the stock market, Dow Jones, last check, down 153 points at 49,241. Like I said, markets edging higher here in early trade, led by wheat, which very few times have I said that the market's led by wheat, especially lately. You got to go back to the Russia invasion of Ukraine days to hear that comment, which was 4 years ago. And nearby wheat is up 64 cents from that January 2nd low. So some positive action. Funds have been short wheat for several months now, and it looks like they're unwinding some of that short leg of their trades. Fourth quarter U.S. GDP numbers came out this morning at a disappointing 1.4%. But many think the U.S. government shutdown, that 43-day shutdown last fall, likely weighed on growth, probably. Weekly export sales released this morning for the week ending February 12th showed really solid performances for corn, soybeans, and wheat, all within the trade range estimates, but really stuck out with soybean meal. Soybean meal impressed as it beat trade expectations. And this is an absolutely wonderful sign as the U.S. has really built up our soybean crushing processing capabilities the last 3 or 4 years. And we really need destinations to get rid of some of this excessive soybean meal as the world looks for access to cheaper protein. So a really positive sign. The soybean rally, the futures have been an impressive rally as the March contract is almost about 40 cents or so away from that, 30 cents away from that high made back in November as China came back to return to the counter to buy U.S. beans as widely advertised and publicized with Secretary Bessent back in November. We had that big rally in November. We gave it back in December, and now we're coming back here in the month of February, which is a great thing for crop insurance as we set our spring discovery prices in February. Those averages so far are 460 on corn. That's a dime less than last year. And the average so far on soybeans is 1102. So we're on track to be about 50 cents better than last year on the soybeans. And February is a short month. We only have 6 trading days left to set that. So those averages are pretty well set as they're mostly set as we've moved through the month of February, of course. FSA offices, we're getting trained here on Farmer Bridge Assistance sign up. And I think they're really trying to push guys towards farmers.gov to sign up. However, we're definitely hearing there's a lot of challenges with getting logins for farmers.gov. So show these FSA offices some grace and probably give it till next week to call in there to get your application to sign up for the FBA program. So that's what's going on here today. I should mention I'm on the farm every day. And the number one thing clients are telling me is, oh my gosh, it's very dry. And the drought map is really supporting that. Champaign County was really the heart of the state of Illinois for the worst part of the drought. That's expanded. Vermilion, Edgar, Coles, Douglas, Moultrie, Piatt, Macon, DeWitt, McLean, Ford, Logan counties, all in that D3 extreme drought, or parts of those counties at least. So that's not what you want to see as we're coming into spring. 30-day precip outlook just released yesterday from NOAA does show above normal chances of precip for the states of Illinois and Indiana. And we all hope that comes to fruition and we catch some rains. I hope everyone has a great weekend.